The top story on Hacker News today is hitting close to home for thousands of developers. A software engineer posted anonymously about how large language models are systematically eroding their career prospects, and the response has been overwhelming, over 950 comments and counting. This isn't just technical discussion, it's a community grappling with existential questions about their professional future.
What makes this particularly poignant is the vulnerability in the original post. This isn't someone complaining about change. It's a detailed account of watching iTools gradually replace the skills they've spent years developing. They describe feeling like their expertise is becoming obsolete in real time. And they're not alone in this experience.
The economic implications are staggering when you consider scale. If even a fraction of software engineering roles become automated or significantly augmented by AI, we're looking at a fundamental restructuring of one of the highest paid knowledge work sectors. The post mentions seeing junior positions disappearing first, which creates a skills gap issue. How do you train the next generation of engineers if entry-level work gets automated?
The technical details in the comments are fascinating too. Developers are sharing specific examples of AI tools that can now generate code they used to write manually, debug issues they used to solve through experience, and even architect solutions that would have required senior-level thinking. One commenter mentioned that GitHub Copilot is now completing entire functions correctly about 70% of the time in their workflow.
But there's a follow-up post that's equally important, responses to the comments on that original piece. The author engaged with hundreds of replies and found some unexpected perspectives. Many senior engineers pointed out that similar fears existed during previous technology transitions, the shift from assembly to higher-level languages, the move to frameworks and libraries, the adoption of IDEs.
That historical context is crucial, but I think this situation might be different in speed and scope. Previous automation typically eliminated tedious tasks and allowed developers to focus on higher-level problems. Current AI tools are attempting to tackle those higher-level problems directly. When an LLM can architect a microservices solution or optimize database queries, it's not just automating repetition, it's automating expertise.
The career advice emerging from the community is particularly interesting. Many commenters suggest pivoting toward roles that require human judgment, domain expertise, or stakeholder interaction. Project management, technical sales, system design for complex business requirements, areas where understanding human needs and organizational dynamics matter more than pure coding ability.
There's also a cohort arguing that AI tools make good developers even more productive, essentially creating a bifurcation in the market. Elite engineers who can effectively leverage AI might become incredibly valuable, while those who can't adapt face displacement. It's potentially creating a skills multiplier effect rather than simple replacement.
The psychological aspects can't be ignored either. Several comments describe the stress of constantly having to prove their value against AI benchmarks, the imposter syndrome that comes with using tools that generate code they might not fully understand, and the pressure to continuously upskill just to stay relevant.
What struck me was the international perspective in the responses. Developers from countries with lower labor costs mentioned feeling particularly vulnerable, since AI tools can potentially level the playing field by reducing the importance of cost arbitrage in software development. If an AI can write code at similar quality, regardless of geographic location, traditional outsourcing models might face disruption too.
The timing of this discussion is significant. We're seeing major layoffs across tech companies, many citing AI productivity gains as a reason they need fewer engineers. Whether that's the real cause or convenient justification, it's creating a market dynamic where experienced developers are competing for fewer positions while simultaneously worrying about AI replacement.